At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
She whispers in my ear, Blue wants to meet you.
I'm sorry. I can't even think about it. I'm literally like, what the
Welcome to the Lightweights Podcast. My name's Joe. Today's guest, we have Alicia Marie of Pretty X Unfiltered, Pretty Basic, Alicia Marie Vlogs, Alicia Marie, and Alicia Marie, co-host of the Lightweights Podcast.
I don't mind it when I'm like, oh, they're on a date. If I hear
You don't
someone.
Mind it when you're not on the
yes!
date? Alicia is spilling some love secrets today. Is she dating?
Is there a love story happening?
I mean, I don't know.
Are you leading me on, or is this a possibility?
I mean, I was honest. I thought he was cute when I first met him.
So if you haven't yet, make sure to hit the subscribe button. We're almost at 30,000 followers. Thank you so much. Leave a comment down below. Leave a like. And without further ado, Alicia Marie.
Should I be nervous?
Yeah, you should.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay.
Let's just say you're in the hot seat.
Oh.
Do you feel the heated seats?
No.
It's on. Hang on.
It's on now. It's like a massager.
You're in zero gravity.
Wait, that would low-key be really sick.
You know, you got this new podcast.
I do.
Pretty Unfiltered.
Pretty X Unfiltered with Alicia, Remy, Zane, and Heath.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's the full term.
Yeah.
That's pretty long.
Yeah, and it's become a joke that now we just always say it that long, you know?
And who's the name order?
Alicia, Remy, Zane, and Heath.
You got first.
I did. Unintentionally, but it kind of stuck and I was fine with it.
Who came up with the name?
We all met up a few months ago. We're like trying to come up with names and we had like four options and they all sucked. We really liked the play on words of, you know, taking Pretty Basic, taking Zane and Heath Unfiltered and like merging the two. Our second option was Basically Unfiltered.
Oh, that's pretty good
which
too.
Which is cute. Yeah. Like would still love that one. But Pretty X Unfiltered was the final.
No, I love that. I think it's so cool because you have four different people who've been in the game for so long. So you all have like, how do we think about this in the most appropriate way? So it's fun to see everything unravel of how you're doing it.
Oh my God, yay.
Even like from you guys going to get the sign, like you know where to go. You know you have to get it, make it look sick. You know how to get the lighting right. Like You guys really put your time into it.
Did you like the behind the scenes video?
I did. I loved it.
Thank you.
Because I want to bring this studio upstairs to the bigger room so I can have... My whole problem was that I couldn't get three people in here.
Oh, I never even thought about that. Oh, wait, because you had Matt and Carly on.
And they share that chair.
Oh, my God.
And I almost had Insane Clown Posse on. Do you know who they are?
No.
They're like a rap group from Detroit from like...
But like, where are they going to sit?
Are they going to share a chair?
Are they going to cuddle? I don't know.
I hope they're into that.
You're like, hey, you guys are so, like, please come on my podcast. Only one condition.
Well, there's one chair. I know. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
So yeah. I wanted to bring this upstairs. That's why I was so
you
excited
should.
To see it.
Oh, my God. It honestly, it's so much easier than you think to do it yourself.
Uh-huh.
Especially because you have the lighting and all that stuff. But, yeah, we're really excited.
That's so sick.
We also have four people at very different stages in life, which I think is so funny. Like, we have two engaged, two very single. We have... like two crossovers of just Rem and I mean for people who've watched Zane and Heath and me and Rem for like the longest time, this feels like the ultimate Disney crossover because we've collabed before, but like this really took people by surprise. So I think that's been really fun, just seeing people's reactions.
Does everyone have their contribution to the podcast now, or are you figuring all that out?
What do you mean?
Are you editing and like Zane's doing thumbnails and Remy's doing topics and Heath's like,
oh my God. So weirdly enough, I don't know how, but I
no one
like
does
we,
anything.
No one does anything. We all have such different strengths, which has been so nice. Like, obviously, Mariah's editing, and she's such an amazing editor. Sorry, I started with Remy and I shouldn't have started with Remy because she joked. She's like, I feel like I've added nothing to this. She really has. She's added a lot. As far as building the set, though, she was like, I will swipe the card, like, tell me what to do, etc. But I should have put her last. It's a joke and she gets it. But Heath is so good physically building things. Like, I would be like, oh, I'll hire someone to hang the sign. He's like, are you kidding? No, I can do it for free. And I was like, I'm not used to, like, I don't know, thinking that way. So
well,
he's
last
really,
time you did something.
The
waters came out of the wall.
We did, in fact, hit a pipe and a pressurized water pipe, actually, and had to open our ceiling. So,
what do you do? Do you call your dad and you're like,
oh, I literally called my dad and be like, what I knew.
How do I shut off the water?
I'm actually pretty handy, enough. I knew I had to turn off the water.
That was the first thought in your brain?
Oh, yeah, I knew I had to turn it off.
Well, mine would be like to put my finger in the hole.
Ashley's like covering the wall. Water's squirting everywhere. My first thought is, haha, this is so funny. Let me film it.
Obviously.
The phone was right there. My second thought was, I know we need to turn off the water, but which one is it exactly? Because I know the water's right next to the gas. Like,
you turn the gas on higher.
Like, literally. So yeah. But Heath, amazing when it comes to the actual, like, hanging everything, doing everything. Math, oh my God, I can't. When I have to remeasure, like, even hanging curtains, I have to redo it 20 times just because I'm like, okay, if this is 24 inches, but I need four of them, and then I'm like second guessing everything.
Where does pie come in?
No, literally. Why did I need to know pie? It was Pie Day recently.
Yeah. Did you celebrate?
I did not.
Neither.
I should have.
Yeah.
It was such a big day in school.
It really was.
You know how, like, the smallest thing during school would feel like such, like, you're like, oh, it's Pie Day. Like, it, like, felt so big because it was just something to look forward to.
The whole stop, drop, and roll thing. Like, they really hammered that into us. I really thought I was going to catch on fire.
I've learned more on TikTok than I ever have in school. And I know how to get out of quicksand. And, like, I saw this TikTok. And will I ever have to be in quicksand? I don't know. But God forbid I am. I'll know what to do because I saw this TikTok. You have to, like, put all your weight on one leg and then move the one in a circle, and that's how you can get higher. And then you switch and do the same thing, and that's how you can get out of quicksand.
Oh, that seems like the worst way to go.
To go. Oh. Oh, I don't want to think about it.
Anyways, sorry. So the four of you, what do you contribute?
I feel like when it comes to more of the, like, marketing or the tech stuff or even editing, like, I've, like, a lot of the trailers and stuff, the creative for the shoot, I feel like that I had my hands, like, in that a lot. Even just coming together with mood boards and all that kind of stuff for the shoot, I love that stuff. I love it so much. That's
my
favorite.
You still edit your own videos?
I do still edit my videos, but at the same time, I have someone helping me with my vlogs. We're testing different people out for my main channel. But, like, that video specifically, I'm so proud of it. But there's no one who could have done it like I did, just because the timeline of it all, like, it's from start to finish, and I love, like, the documentary kind of style of it all. Like, how do I explain that to someone versus, you know what I mean?
What do you edit in?
Final Cut.
And do you use shortcuts?
Yeah.
How long does it take you to do a video like
that? That video took me 2 days, but I was, like, on my couch rotting for 2 days. Like, I literally did nothing. I just, like, sat on my, like,
is your editing position like mine, where she's like,
yes, oh my God. I finally started using a lap desk because my mom would be yelling at me, and I'm like, ugh, I know. I finally invested in a super nice, like, what do they call it, like, a
computer
chair, right? Like, it's good for your back. It was so expensive. I was like, finally, I've earned this, you know, years and years of editing. Don't, I still prefer it. My couch.
It's the best spot.
It really is. I prefer it. I can have background stuff on. I also definitely have ADHD, so I'm constantly changing my, like, position. Like, sitting at an actual chair at a desk for the longest time is so hard for me.
Can you send me a video of you editing? I'll send you one of mine.
Oh, yeah. I'm literally like this. I'm like this. And then I'm like,
I have music going in the other room, and I have the TV on, and then I have my phone, and I'm editing, like,
yeah. Oh my God. And then I hyper, it's so, oh my God, I totally will. It's literally, like, it's so funny. But yeah, I definitely would love to find an editor who, like, just gets me. I think that's the hard part, because I'm more than happy to pay for someone who's more experienced, but it's just really hard when in the end I'm like, oh, I would have changed this. So I'm like, is that something I just need to accept, that I need my hand in it?
Right. I feel like you do, because it's your channel. It's your signature.
It just takes so much time.
Yeah, but you're not editing your podcast. So yeah. I feel like that could be passed along. But otherwise, it's like your creative baby, which it's always been.
I know. So we'll see. I mean, I do need to start uploading more, though. Like, I miss YouTube. So we'll see.
There's a whole lore on your podcast.
Oh, there is.
Is there?
There is.
I'm going to screenshot some comments. plot twist. This whole podcast is just Heath and Remy setting up Zayn and Alicia. 3,600 likes. Wow.
I have 3,600 burner accounts.
I think they'd be so cute together. I was just thinking this. I need them to fall in love. And then there's a quote, 26 minutes in. He's cute.
End quote.
End quote. Is there a love story happening?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like we'll have to continue watching to see.
Are you leading me on, or is this a possibility?
I mean, I was honest. I thought he was cute when I first met him.
When was that?
When he came on the podcast.
That was the first time you met him?
Yeah. Oh, our first time ever meeting was when we did a pod swap. Isn't
that funny? Okay.
Not years ago. One. Yeah.
Yeah.
This was like years and years and years ago.
And you thought, he's cute.
Yeah. I thought he's cute. I was like, he's cute.
Like, he's cute question mark, or like, he's cute period?
It was more of a, wait. Like, I was more confused because, like, the person I had only seen online was definitely, like, in the episode, I'm like, don't take this the wrong way. And that's what I meant by it, of, like, I was so shocked because I was like, wait, that's not, you, like, you look better in person.
Right.
That was the vibe of, don't take this the wrong way.
What is your type nowadays?
I don't even fucking know.
What are you looking for?
I mean, I'm definitely a relationship girly.
In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase. This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweights podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm like, someone to, you know, try. Someone who likes me.
Just take the first step.
Maybe, like, open the door for me. I don't know.
You want that old school
no,
gentleman-like?
I struggle with that because I was dating this one guy
Spider-Man?
No, not him. Not officially. And he was so gentleman-like, but it was hard for me to accept that. And I'm sure that's something I need to work in, like, therapy with, of, like, why does that bother me? But it felt, like, forced, and I don't like that. I'm like, But also, I've been so fucking independent for how long? Right. Like, I'm so used to doing everything myself, so I think that's something that's kind of hard for me to, like,
Have you ever gone on trips with your former lovers?
No.
Oh.
That was before I had money. Yeah, so that's a whole other thing. But I do want someone to, like, help me with my suitcases and stuff.
So what do dates look like now with you?
I mean, usually drinks. Or a dinner.
That's the typical...
Yeah.
Oh, he's cute. Let's go get a drink.
Yeah, yeah. I always would, like, prefer drinks because it can be a little less time. Dinner can feel awkward if it's too... one thing I hate about dinners is those places where you're so close to people and they can hear the conversations that you're having. And it's so funny because I don't mind it when I'm like, oh, they're on a date. If I hear someone.
You don't mind it when you're not on the date?
Yes! But if I'm on the date, I'm already the type of person, like, I don't like the attention of people being like, oh my God, she's talking to that guy, like, which is so Remy to her core. Like, she's just like, oh my, like, she's so like that. For a first date, if I don't know the person, I would really, I don't know. I'll do dinner. It just feels like more of a commitment if I don't like it. But, like, it's fine. I'll get through it.
Because I have a friend who's single, and I like to pick his brain on why he wants to just go to get a drink. And then it turns into two drinks, and then they hang out.
Yeah, because you can vibe it out. Like, the worst thing is I don't want to waste anyone else's time. I don't want to waste my time, which is, again, something I need to work on. And I don't know if he would agree, but it's like, if you have one drink, and then that's good. But if it's going well, you can get another one. And then you can, like, be like, hey, are you hungry? Do you want to grab a bite? Or, like, whatever. Like, it can progress, I guess. Uh-huh. But I don't know. I don't want someone spending, like, so much money on a dinner. And then I'm like, I'm not into this. And then... But also, I don't know. I'm fucking rambling and I'm making no sense.
Do you ever go on activity dates? Like mini golfing, arcades, Dave and
Buster's?
No,
but I would love that.
Dave and Buster's would be the best place to go.
I love Dave and Buster's. I actually would love that more. I wish more guys thought of that. They're just like, oh, drinks are dead, like, which I get, but I'm like, I'm down to do something fun.
Maybe a date at Air One.
Oh, it's a big. That's more expensive than a fucking dinner.
Why is it so expensive?
I don't know. I think it's the name brand. I mean, the quality of the food is really good, but it's a lot.
There was someone on TikTok who was making videos about guess the price of what the item is. How much do you think a box of chicken tenders is?
Like from the hot bar?
From the hot bar, yeah. But it's like a small box. It's a small
$22 a pound.
$26 for like that box.
I eat there a lot.
How much do you think four hard-boiled eggs are?
Oh, I get that a lot too.
No, you don't.
They're so good. They are so good.
Aren't they just eggs?
They're just eggs, but you can tell they're healthy. And it's a convenience thing.
How do you tell they're healthy?
They just taste real. You know, okay, comparing that to the one that comes in the...
Oh, yeah. Compared to those fast food ones, of course.
I know, but you...
But you can get the same ones in the supermarket.
In the bag, in the nasty...
It's not nasty. It's normal.
No, I don't know.
Guess how much? Well, you know. $10. That's crazy for four eggs.
Yeah,
that's
more than a whole. Yeah. No, it's stupid.
During Thanksgiving, how much do you think sliced turkey breast was?
30?
75!
Oh, shit.
This is ridiculous!
Shit! Okay.
I'm over it.
It is.
Don't even get me started on the smoothies.
But what about the buffalo cauliflower?
It's amazing!
It's so fucking good!
But it's so much!
But I can't recreate that. Also, do you know all their hot bar stuff is like gluten-free?
How does that affect me?
I don't know. It's just cool.
I don't think it does.
It's LA. Don't you care if it's soy-free, vanilla-free, air-free?
Air-free? I don't know what gluten-free means.
A lot of people are allergic to gluten.
I know they are, but I don't know how that affects me.
I feel like, I don't know. I don't know.
Are we done?
Like, you got all that. I don't think
it affects my digestion any different. I think I'm good.
It affects me.
Does it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Why? Indigestion?
What?
Indigestion you get?
Oh, yeah. I get so bloated. It sucks. Oh. I'll still eat it.
Did you see Southwest Airlines had new seats unveiled?
No.
They're really thin.
What?
People said that it's like the Ozempic seat.
Wait, can I see it?
Yeah, they took away their comfy, cozy seats.
Southwest?
Southwest. Those are the new seats. They're like paper thin. I thought it was a joke, but they released the video.
Is it comfortable?
I doubt it.
I'm hoping. They're so comfortable.
They have to be.
I feel like they have to be more comfortable than the first ones. Or is it just to save room?
I don't think they downgrade it.
It does look like a more of a bus seat.
It looks way more of a bus seat.
Yeah.
Unless maybe
hopefully
that fits
it's just
the vibe.
Like 45-minute flights.
Yeah, just to Vegas?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who do you think is the greatest online marketer right now?
Marketer?
Yeah.
I mean, the last few times I was actually like gagged from something was the Skims Lana Del Rey Valentine's collection. Like that was good.
Great campaign. I'm the wrong demo.
Exactly. So good. Like that was like a holy fucking shit moment.
I feel like Skims is having a moment now.
Skims is really, I feel like they've, now that they've passed the we're not just shapewear or basics, I feel like now they've reached this point where it's like we could do anything and it would feel on brand pretty much, which I think is a really awesome spot for them to be. Like they've already like dabbled. Also, I love how they actually get people like if it's a men's collection, they'll get athletes in that. Like they're doing, you know how Red Bull's very like, Red Bull's such a good example because with athletes, they'll actually get athletes who are in that realm. And I feel like Skims is also doing something extremely similar where it's like,
okay.
You can, it, they showed like a surfer wearing the
board
new jersey. Yeah, like something, whatever. But instead of just hiring a normal model, like they're going above and beyond to do that. And I think that's something they're doing really well.
That's really smart.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Or even they had, they worked with, I want to say they worked with a lot of like really well-known college basketball players.
Yes.
And I like, that's sick. Like they didn't have to do that, but also why not do that? You have the budget, you have the money, like go above and beyond. And I think that's something I really admire about them.
Were you always a Kim Kardashian girly?
Yeah, but not like, like I really respect her.
As the hustle?
As like, I'm like, wow, you're very talented, even though I know the world doesn't think shit. I'm like, you're so talented in what you're doing and like marketing and business and stuff. I know people disagree, but
I don't get why.
I feel like it was just such a joke, which obviously they kind of played into of like, oh, I don't do anything. It's like, okay, if everyone could get famous from a sex tape, there'd be a lot more people. You know what I mean?
She's been at the top for like 15 years.
Yeah, and I love watching how they've evolved, too. Mm-hmm.
Do you watch any Mr. Beast videos?
Yeah, actually. You know what happens with me with Mr. Beast videos? I'm subscribed, but I don't click it, but I'll be scrolling on the app, and then I just watch the first few 15 seconds. The next thing I know, I watch the whole video without clicking. Like, it actually, like, gets my attention so much. Or, like, halfway through, I'm like, fuck it, Alicia. Okay, like, let's click and actually watch and, like, read some comments. But every time I'm like, oh, I see the thumbnail, I see the title.
And the autoplay starts playing.
And I'm just kind of, like, looking at it. And then the next thing I know, I watch the whole thing. Like, every single time.
He kills it. Like, it's genuinely incredible.
Oh, my God, yeah. I told you how one time I talked to him on the phone. And
no.
I asked for like, oh my God. So I
asked for $1 billion.
No, I was like, hey, can you give me $1 million? So I've never met him before, but I posted a video years ago because I love doing videos like how to be a YouTuber, how to be an influencer, how to make money from this job and doing this, which I want to post more of those. But I posted one forever ago. And it was so funny because I remember thinking this video flopped. It didn't perform well, blah, 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 blah. And I was really down on myself. And then TK was working for me at the time and she goes, Mr. Beast commented on your video. And remember how, which they still do, there's so many bots and just spam commenters who pretend to be Mr. Beast. I thought for sure it was that. And she's like, no, it's actually him. And I forget, I had showed him in the video as an example of someone who's like killing it, etc. So he commented something like, hey, that's me, or I don't know, something like that. And TK was like, you should DM him and be like, hey, what are the odds? Like, we could hop on a phone call and like, you can like, roast my channel or something, like just like look it over or whatever. And he was like, sure. So we end up on a phone call that turns into, which he was so nice, and he probably doesn't even remember me, but I remember being so like, you do not have to do this. Also, I'm like so in a whole different niche, like I mean compared to his, at the time he had to have at least still had like 50 million subscribers in. I know he's like over 100 million now, but he was like, yeah, so like I came across your video and I was watching because I like watching those types of videos. And then you mentioned me and I thought that was so funny. So I commented, blah, blah, blah. He was like, I love learning about other influencers and verticals, how they started, et cetera. So it's on. We were just talking about like that type of business stuff. And he was like, yeah, I spend like 1 or 2 hours a day just brainstorming ideas. Like that's all I do. Like I go for a walk and just brainstorm for a minimum of like 2 hours a day. And I was like, So I basically...
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place.
by working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. I was like, roast my channel, like, what are you thinking? He was like, well...
Were you filming this?
No, I should have. But I didn't want to... I don't know.
Oh, you just wanted to learn from him.
Yeah.
Got
but initially it. I was like, oh, like that'd be a funny video. But also I never want to bother anyone. I'm like, oh, I don't want you to think I'm using you. So I was just like, you know, like, let's just have a phone call instead. And yeah, it was really interesting. I should have filmed it because I forget half of it. But I remember that was a huge thing that stood out. And then I don't know if it's changed, but he was like, yeah, I also don't have any TVs in my house because I don't want to be distracted from my content and stuff. And I was like, that is crazy. But then I brought up burnout because that was a huge thing for me. So I was like, it's inevitable for everyone. Like, call me when you get burnout, because like, it will happen if you do not delegate. But at the time, I think he still had like 30 employees then, but like, it wasn't really well known. So when he told me that, I was like, wow, that's a lot of employees. Like, at least you have a lot of help doing this, because there's no way. But that was also before. I feel like now, I mean, now his videos are fucking crazy. Like, every single one is a huge, it's a movie, every single one.
Did you change anything about your channel after he went through it?
It was really hard because I understand from the clickbait, I understand that realm, but lifestyle is so different because people just want to see me doing my laundry or like making my coffee. So I feel like I took a lot of things with a grain of salt, but tried to figure out how I could apply it to myself. Do you know what I mean?
And did you?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was I was still coming out of my burnout era then. So it was hard. I was very aware of that's how I used to be. I used to be way more like, let's do crazy things and try to outdo myself. But also taking into account my own mental health and just realizing I can't do that. Also, I'm not trying to have 40 employees. So I think that was a really, I don't know, but I respect the shit out of him.
What do you think your secret sauce is for lifestyle stuff?
Honestly, just like being honest and vulnerable with your audience, because I've changed niches so many different times. Like,
what kind of niches have you changed though?
Oh, but I started makeup tutorials.
Right.
Then it turned into lifestyle. Then it turned into comedy. Then it went back to lifestyle. And then vlogs are in there. And I think honestly, like, I'm just so grateful I can still be doing this. And like, the people who've grown up with me, I don't know. I really try not to take any of it for granted. There's definitely times all influencers get like an ego for a second, but I truly am just like so thankful I'm still here. And like, if I can keep doing this for, I don't know. And thanking them. I think so many creators are so dumb and forget why they're here in the first place. Again, we all get egos at times, but I always just try to think of myself in high school when I first started YouTube, and I was just so excited and loved doing it. I remember telling myself, if I could just cut even by the end of the year and this is what I do for my life, like, I would love that and I'd be so happy. And here I am, like, actually making money from it and still here doing it. I think it's gonna be 16 years in April. It was 2008 when I started. Like, that's crazy.
When you're pivoting all those different verticals, are you trying other things in between that aren't working, or do you like jump right into it and it just works?
I would say I jump into it. However, it's more of a slow burn. I'm very aware if I just overnight rebrand myself and change everything, I'm gonna feel a disconnect from my viewers, because then they're gonna think you're fraudulent all this whole time. They're gonna be like, who are you? I thought I knew you and I don't. So I think I'm just very aware, because I feel that way with people who I like, and if they change randomly, I'm like, oh, I thought I knew you. Like, I guess I don't know you, which obviously, you know. So I think I'm always just thinking of from the viewer's perspective. So let's say I'm doing comedy and I want to get more into daily vlogs. Like, instead of just the next day only doing vlogs, like, you're going to lose all of those followers, which you have to accept. Anytime you change, there's going to be some people who drop off. But also, don't just abandon what you made. So like, do a comedy video and then switch and do a vlog. And then in one of your comedy videos, maybe film it like a vlog style. Like, try to show them who you're
you know, the direction you're trying to go. Because I guarantee there's a lot of people who love comedy videos and didn't know that they like vlogs until you showed them what it could look like, you know? Like, you want people to care about you versus just your content.
You're so smart.
No, I mean, it's harder than it's we've been through we've been through a lot.
Was there like a peak of your career that was just unreal?
Oh my God, my back to school era. That's why it's so iconic.
From the beginning?
The back to school stuff is when my channel finally started growing. Like, after 4 or 5 years when I first started, nothing had a viral moment, but the second I started doing like outfits for back to school, oh my God, 100,000 views. I was like, oh my God. keep in mind, I was already like a senior then, or like a freshman in college. So those videos, I just did anything back to school related, I did. Like, that was my niche.
And were you so hyper-focused on what the next one is? How is it going to perform?
Oh, I would have a running list of everything. It would be like, I'm shocked I didn't do phone cases for back to school. Like, I like anything back to school related, outfits, awkward situations. That was like a sketch comedy thing I would do. Obviously, back to school hauls, school supplies, what's in my backpack, like stationery, whatever. I mean, it felt like a Disney Channel thing.
Was there a posting cadence too? Were you just doing
once a week? And then my prime I did 2 times a week, which I don't know how I did it, but I did.
And was the AdSense just great?
Yes and no, because there was, at the time, you could only have one ad.
Oh, this is before mid-rolls.
Yeah. So when I started posting 2 times a week, that's when I remember I actually did a collab with Shane Dawson forever ago. And I remember I stumbled into the fact that I could add an extra ad. And I'm like, I hit up all my friends. I'm like, guys, there's like, what is this? Oh my God. And I made like 4 times the amount that I normally was making. And I was like, what is happening? Like, it was significantly more money.
How important do you think it is to have those friends that you can bounce those things off of?
Oh, so important. I think in any industry, though, you know, and they don't necessarily have to be close friends, but also it's nice when they are, because you can have honest feedback from people.
And you've got lucky to where all those people are just here for the whole time.
That's one thing. I feel like a lot of people have asked over the years, like, do you need to be in LA or do you need to be out here to like do content creation? And I'm like, no, you don't. However, for me personally, it helped a lot that I was close, because that's how I started making my friends. Was I would like go to an event. I met my first friend Mia. I met My Life is Ava. Like, we were like, oh, we all live in Southern California, let's carpool. And that's a huge, oh my God. And then we collabed. Like, that was a huge reason for growth. Now, obviously, it's not just LA, but I think you need a community, and no matter what you're in, you know?
Yeah. Have you been to any events lately?
I went to
What?
Oh, sorry, that was a while ago. I tried to black out that experience, as well as Lana, because I just can't believe it ever happened. And
Who else is on? Oh, Taylor Swift. She's next.
She. That would probably be the trifecta. But I'm just happy. I was invited to Beyonce's hair brand Sacred, the launch. It's amazing. The clarifying shampoo. So good. Another pinch me moment. How the fuck am I here? Like, those are, the whole night at that event, I felt so bad because people kept trying to talk to me and I just kept looking around being like, I can't believe I'm here. I was like, I'm just happy to be here. I'm literally just so happy to be here. Like, this is insane. And I feel so honored. And yeah.
Nothing like out of the ordinary happened though, right?
Oh, I mean, except, you know, I did get to meet her, and then I was told Blue Ivy watches my videos, and I almost fucking passed out.
Did you, like, step it up after that? You're like,
oh, I feel like I've said this story so many times, so I'm so sorry to anyone online who hates it, but I'm going to say it again. The longer story short is I go to the event at the very end, and Beyonce was there, and I am freaking out. She's beautiful. She's angelic. At one point, her PR person's with her. Imagine being Beyonce's, like, PR. I'm sorry. She's walking her around, and I swear the whole room didn't know she was there.
The PR or the?
The rest of the room. Oh. Like Beyonce and her PR person, because she must have come out from a curtain like this that happened to be right next to, I was with like Brittany Broski, Drew Afualo, Bretman Rock, Remy, and we happened to be at this like tall cocktail table, And she, the next thing we know, she's just kind of like there, and there's like a small huddle around her, but we're part of that huddle without even trying. We're like, what the heck? Oh my God. So the rest of the room's chilling. Like, I know they didn't know she was there for a fact. So we're like filming, and we're just like, oh my God. And then I swear she like looks at me, and then she like waves to us like, hi guys, or whatever. I'm sure she was just trying to like fill the awkwardness, because we're all just literally staring there like, what? And I was like, I've never been around someone who literally feels like a queen.
Did you felt that?
And the energy? Oh, I've never been around someone who like, just, I've felt like you are, your presence. It was crazy. But also, oh, so anyways, she does a speech. The rest of the room finally realizes she's there. And I go, Alicia, that was your chance. It's okay. I'm just happy to be here. Like, she looked at you. That's enough. Then fast forward, the end of the night, I'm like, she still has to be here. Like, Alicia, like, actually go try to, like, at least say hi to her. Like, or, like, introduce yourself or something, or ask for a photo, or I don't know, whatever.
When that crosses your brain, are you on a mission by yourself? You're like...
I was, because Rim's feet were hurting, so she was sitting. But also, I'm like, when I'm drunk, I'm just a little butterfly, and I'm, like, going around everywhere. And I saw her taking photos with people. So I was like, oh, my God.
Okay, it was okay.
Yeah. I was like, this is your chance. So then I go up to my friends. I'm like, hey, like, what's the tea? Like, is she still here? Do we know? And they go, we're pretty sure she's still here, but we think she's back behind this black curtain because they're taking only certain people back there. And instantly I'm like, oh, I'm not getting picked. I understand. And also, they're not going to do that to her and just like let her be out in the middle of this event. There was probably like 150 people there. So it was intimate, but still big. And I was like, it's okay. Like, there were other celebrities there, like, who actually like deserved to like meet her. I was like, it's not going to be me. It's totally fine. And around that time, I see the girl who works at the brand, her name's Asia, and she's walking around and like looks like she's on a mission. And I look at her and she looks at me across the room and literally just goes like this with her finger and is like, come here, like gesturing to like come here. And I about faint. I'm like, oh, it's happening. And I'm like, where's Remy? Remy's nowhere to be found. I'm like freaking out. I get into a group of four people, and then we get ushered back to this curtain. There's a black curtain in front of us with a security guard, and we're all like freaking out. We're like, oh my God, everyone's saying like, I want to take a photo, I'm about to meet Beyonce. And the security guard is literally like, has his hands crossed and is like, they're not gonna let you take your photos, your phones in there, I'm just letting you know. And everyone's like freaking out, like, what? And I was like, it's okay, I just want to be in her presence, like, it's okay. He goes, yeah, but there's a professional camera. So then we walk past this black curtain, which then leads us to a line of probably like 20 influencers, people who are in line to go into this room. So then I realized, oh my God, she's in this room. We're in line.
It's like meeting Mickey Mouse.
No, literally, it felt like a Disney meet and greet. And I'm just freaking out because I'm like, oh my God. Thank God I brought my drink with me, because I was like, what are you going to say, Alicia? Like, what do you say? What do you even do? What do you say? Again, I see Asia, again, the girl who works at the brand, and she's down the hall kind of by the door and looking in our direction and is like saying to come here. And I'm with some big people. There's like, Bretman Rock is literally behind me. Okay. So I'm thinking she must obviously be talking to Bretman behind me. I keep telling people, I felt like I was in middle school dodgeball where you know, like, you know you weren't picked first, but you're like, me? and then you're like kind of shy about it because you're like, oh, clearly you're talking about the person. Like, you know, I literally transported back to then. And then she's like saying something and is like saying, come here. And I literally am like, me? Like, him? Like, who? What? And she's like, Alicia, come here.
Alicia Marie?
Marie? Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know what's happening. Clearly, I looked terrified because the first thing out of her mouth, she's like meeting me. So we kind of like meet in the middle. And she goes, don't worry, you're not in trouble. Cause I'm sure I looked like a deer in the headlights. I am sure. And then we walk to the very front of the line. She whispers in my ear, Blue wants to meet you. I'm sorry. I can't even think about it. I'm literally like, what the fuck? Like, huh? Like, keep in mind, I went to the Renaissance film premiere, and then I saw it two other times because I loved it so much. Like, I love Beyonce. I love Blue. I was already unwell of just the thought of seeing Beyonce, let alone meeting Beyonce, let alone finding out Blue watches my videos. Which videos? No idea. No idea. Don't care. No idea. I'm like, makeup tutorials, back to school. I'll
bring them back.
I'll bring them back. I'll bring them again. So then I get into a group with Brittany and Drew, which I was so happy about because love them.
You still haven't met her yet.
Haven't met her. Now we're at the front of the line in front of the door. Asia's like, here's how it's going to go. I'm going to bring you in one by one. I'm going to introduce you to her. Then you guys will take a group photo.
I'm like losing my breath.
No, I'm like, if I need my inhaler. This is why I can't think about this because I just fucking, I geek out. I'm like, what? Also, I'm really not cool. So like this shit happens and I'm like, why? I'm like, what? Okay.
I just pictured that TikTok of like, they show Beyonce dancing and then it's like the woman cleaning the house. She falls over and farts.
No, like, I'm like, what? So the door opens. It's this massive room, okay, with 6 or 7 like videographer photographers. Then there's a huge couch with her publicist, Beyonce's publicist, her mom, and Blue are sitting on, and I think a few other people. Honestly, I blacked out. And then Beyonce's just sitting there in the middle of the room.
Like, by herself?
By herself, standing and smiling. And I'm first in line. So the door opens, and I just like, I don't freak out easily about people. I lost my shit. Like, I literally, and I didn't even try to hide it. I was like, hi. I was like, hi. Hi. Like, I didn't even know what to say. I was just like, hey. Like, I was, oh my God, I keep spitting. I was so just like, what the fuck? Like, I had no control over my body.
Did you know what you were going to say as soon as you saw her?
I had thought about it earlier, but at this point, we just, Asia introduced us. She's like, hi, this is Alicia. So I shake her hand. I'm hi, so nice to meet you. Thanks for having us. I literally, and then because I'm like, Beyonce's here. Can't even say that. She's here. And then I come in and then I kind of usher around her so the other girls can come in, right? So it's because then we were going to do a group photo. And I'm 30 years old, right? I'm standing there. I see Blue out of the corner of my eye, like, stand up. And I couldn't face her because I was so nervous. She's 11. And I was like, she's probably where your computer is, right? And I'm standing like this. Like, I go and I'm standing like this. And I see her out of the corner, like, my peripheral view. And I'm like, what do I do? What do I say? I can't be like, hi, you watch me. That's weird. And then I'm like, what do I say? Like, I don't know what to say. And then I'm like, well, don't fucking ignore her, Alicia. Like, she's probably like, wants to, like, you know, she wants to say hi to you, but also like, why does she want to say hi to you? So I'm sitting here and I'm like, just turn. So I just turned and I was like, she's 11, Alicia. It's okay. It's okay. And she was so adorably sweet. She literally is like, hi, I just wanted to say, like, I really love your videos. I watch them all the time. I think you're really funny. The first thing out of my mouth, I can't comprehend what's happening. The first thing out of my mouth is literally, oh my God, thank you so much. I'm losing subscribers every day. And I think that was my version of being like, why? Why do you watch? Why? Oh my God.
Did you respond? Me too.
and she's like, and here's another one. No, I'm just kidding. And she was just like so sweet and smiling. And then normally I'm really shy. It takes me a long time to open up to people. I couldn't shut up. I literally couldn't shut up. I just kept talking. And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. But like, she was like, yeah, I watch them all the time. Da, 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 da. You think they're funny? Cool. I'll be a comedian again. Hey guys, rebrand. Bye, lifestyle. She's a comedian. I literally go, oh my God, thank you so much. But you inspire me. Oh my God, when I watch the film, which if you haven't seen the Renaissance film, anyone, I'm not kidding. Like, please watch it. At least go look up the scenes about Blue, because I always thought Beyonce and Jay-Z were like, yeah, let's like get her in there young, because she comes out for a song and does like a dance to it in the show. So I was like, oh, that's smart of them to kind of like get her like used to doing all this stuff. But in the film, she went up to her mom and was like, I think I'm ready to finally go on stage. And Beyonce said, hell no. She was like, I refuse. The stage is nowhere for an 11-year-old. Like, I can't even imagine now with the scrutiny that you're going to have, like the pressure on your shoulders. Like, I'm so against it. And then Blue kept telling her, like, no, I'm serious. Like, I promise I'll go to like rehearsals. I'll do this. And they finally agree, fine, you can do one show, but you have to promise you will be up every single day going to rehearsals, taking this seriously. Like, this isn't a joke. You can't just like back out. Like, this is, you know,
a decision you're taking, we're not taking it lightly. So she wakes up every day at like 7 something to like do rehearsals and like takes it so seriously. She comes out for, I'm not sure what show it was, but she gets so much hate online and so many people are dragging her, like so how the internet can be cruel. And then somehow, apparently one of her friends like showed her that. And in the film, Beyonce's like, I'm so upset that she even had access to see some of those comments. Of course, when you're Jay-Z and Beyonce's child, like the pressure on your shoulders is just, I can't imagine. Which I tell her 20 million times. But then the way that she handled it, she literally was like, you know what? Every time I'm just going to get better. So I'm just going to like keep practicing and blah, blah. Like the way she took it, so inspirational. So then she ended up, because that was like her outlook with it all, Beyonce, they ended up letting her do every show. So wow. It literally is so inspiring. Like, please watch it. And I'm like, how would I act with my 11-year-old? And like, TikTok is so fucking cruel. Like, the internet's cruel enough. I can't even imagine. Like, I can't imagine. And the way that she handled it was so amazing. So go back to me with her. I'm like, I was so inspired by the film and the way that you handled all the criticism and critique. I can't imagine the pressure on your shoulders. And she's like, yeah, like she agreed that she had pressure on her shoulders. It's so sad. I said it like 20 times. She probably was like, bitch, shut up. We get it. I have pressure on. I was like, I just can't believe the pressure you have on your shoulders. I can't believe you have the pressure you have on your shoulders. And she's just like smiling, like, yeah. And I was like, seriously, like, just find like good friends who like support you and are around you. And like, you're so talented and blah, 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 blah.
Was Jay-Z there too?
No. Oh, my God. And then the next thing I know, I'm like, oh, what? And I forget we're all in a room where everyone's trying to take a group
photo. Everyone's just staring at the two of you.
No, I blacked. I'm so glad I did because I forgot everyone was there. And then I turn and Beyonce's just smiling, watching me talk to her daughter. And I was like,
wow.
I was like, I can't. And then she made a comment like, isn't she so grown? And I was like, yeah. Like, as if she's my own child. I was like, yeah, she is. And then we take a group photo. And around this time, sorry, this is such a long story. Around this time, I'm like, okay, Alicia, this is your time to say something. You had it earlier. You didn't say anything. Like, and I know you've been talking so much, but like, you have to say something to Beyonce because like, you didn't talk to her. So we take our photo and then I just kind of like, and she's right next to me. So I tap her on her shoulder. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. This will just take like 2 seconds, but I have to say it. And thank the Lord God Almighty. It came out so good. And I didn't stutter or stumble over my words in any way, shape, or form. God bless God and the alcohol in my veins.
I just picture you being so drunk. None of this went how you're saying
it. It was so good. Thank God. Thank God. I know I looked so awkward. It felt like it was an hour long. It probably was like 3 minutes. But I went with the brand to her tour and we met her mom. And they said like, no phones, but you can meet Miss Tina Knowles. Like, oh my God. What do you say to the woman who birthed Beyonce? Do you know what I mean? Like, you have one moment. So pretend you're Beyonce. I'm me. I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry. Like, I promise this will only take a minute. Yeah. And then she just turned towards me and was like smiling. And I was like, ah! So I was like, don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up. The whole room's staring at me. Again, there's like 20 people here. I go, I'm like, so when we went to your tour, we were told we were going to meet your mom. And I was thinking, oh my God, what do you tell Beyonce's mom? Like, it's Beyonce's mom.
Also, you said
like,
that to
I
her?
I said that to Beyonce, which is just funny. Also, I didn't know Tina was sitting there on the couch. I'm such an idiot. I was like, and I remember thinking, what do I say to Beyonce's mom? But I said, I know you're proud, but I hope that you're really proud of Beyonce to Tina. And she said, it's kind of confusing. Beyonce's mom told me, oh, I'm so proud of her. But you know what I'm most proud of her for is how grounded she is. So then I told Beyonce, I said, so my word for the year was grounded. Because I really, really, I loved that. And then the whole room, it sounded like a laugh track. It was like, ah, like it was like, and I was like, anyways, I'm so sorry I'm taking everyone's time because I just couldn't shut up. I was it came out so beautifully. And she's like, wow, thank you so much. Like that means so much and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, thanks for having us. And then we leave and I turned around and like waved to Blue and she was like waving. And then I looked at Beyonce and I was like, fine. She's like waving. And I come out, I turned the corner. Remy wasn't there because she was like somewhere. So it didn't happen.
She didn't get to meet her.
She didn't get to meet her. So the second I walk out of that curtain, I look at Remy and I'm just like shaking my head like, bitch, you're never going to believe what just happened. Thank God Drew and Brittany were with me because like we got to like debrief about it. So Rem takes out her phone and that's the video that went pretty viral of me crying because I started sobbing. So I was like, what the fuck just happened? Like what just happened?
Did you ever get the photos with her?
Yeah, they came back. Like a few days later, and that's when it felt even more real because it almost was like, did that happen? You know what I mean? And then Bretman texted me later that night and was like, girl, not Blue wanting photos with us. Like, she knows a bad bitch or something like that. And I was like, wait, what? So then he's like, yeah, apparently she only knew us out of everyone. And I was like, I'm just scared. The more I talk about it, the more she's going to be someone who unsubscribes, which is totally fine. And I'm just also like, I don't care. It's totally fine. But like, you never know who's fucking watching your shit. Do you know what I mean?
This is the greatest celebrity story I've ever heard.
And then the thing that I really walked away with it from, other than being starstruck and just like, what the fuck, was like always be true to yourself. Like, especially in this world, everyone's trying to be the next, like, copy the Alex Earls or be the next, you know, Addison Rae, or like, you're always trying to grow and be someone else. And it's like even the Lana situation and this Beyonce situation, like, both of them made me feel so just comfortable in my own skin and like who I am. You know what I mean? And I think that's the biggest thing with creators, especially people starting out. Like, we're all trying to act like someone we're not or be someone we're not. And it's like, they like you for you. And like, that's enough. Like, and it just like, I think that's something I like just want to continue preaching to people, because it's so hard to not compare yourself to others, or like, you're trying to be so cool. It's just like, just be yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People want Joe. They're watching right now. Everyone like this video for Joe.
Please, make sure to subscribe.
Yes.
I met my hero and it didn't go anything like that.
wait, tell me.
Mark from Blink-182. I saw him at Chain Fest. I've told this story a bunch of times already. I walked into Chain Fest, and as soon as we walk in, I look to my left, and Mark Hoppus from Blink-182, my hero, is standing right there. And I gasped, and I swear he was staring at me, and he saw it. So the entire night, every time we're passing him, Caitlin's like nudging me to like go say hi.
Yeah.
But I can't.
Yeah.
Same thing. Like, yeah. What do I say? I want to be his friend. I don't want to just like be the guy to say hi.
Well, also it's hard too, because I've also met celebrities where I can tell they don't want to be there and they don't want to take a pic, and they're just like, and so I never want to be that person. But also when it's someone like, you're like, I fucking have to, like, I have to.
Yeah. I was also waiting for like that cue where someone else was talking to him and a photo was happening.
Yeah.
And then I can go, but that cue didn't happen.
Yeah.
He was always with like,
damn,
a team, whatever. We were there for like maybe 2 hours trying to make this happen. And as he was leaving,
you're like, now's my chance.
Yes. And Caitlin pushed me, and I couldn't say hi to him, but I am also a fan of his wife. So I go, Sky. And she turns around. She's so happy. She's like, hi. I'm like, I love your husband. And she goes, come meet him. I'm like, okay. And I look at Caitlin. I'm like, what the fuck do I say?
Yeah.
She goes, Mark, these people want to say hi to you. Talk to them. I'm going to go get tacos. And she leaves us with him. So I'm trying.
What'd you say?
I don't know. I like blacked out. He's like, hey, so what do you do? I said, I do food. I eat in my car, which I haven't done mukbang in forever. And Caitlin's like, why did you talk about your podcast that you're doing? I don't know. Yeah,
why is it that like you can't play, no matter how much you practice, like what comes out of your mouth is, I eat my car.
As soon as I walked away, I'm like, why didn't I tell him I had a signature bass? That was what got me into music when I was five. Yeah, like, why didn't I say that?
Yes.
But I couldn't think of what to say. And I did want to ruin the moment, but yes. I ruined the moment.
No,
and
it's
then
fine.
He started talking about Big Chill with Caitlin, and he's been there before. And they started talking. I'm like, oh my God, thank God.
Yeah,
I'm out
of this. Yeah. You're like, I have a wife, I'm cool, I promise.
I swear to God. She's like, and yeah, it just didn't go how I wanted it to go. But at least now there's like, next time I see him out in public, I can say hi.
Yeah.
So
also in the end, like, whenever I'm with Remy, I get a lot more people coming up who will say hi to me. And I know that they feel comfortable with Remy because like, she's so like warm and bubbly and like, hee hee hee, where I feel like I can have resting bitch face, and I look like I may not want to meet someone, but like, I actually do. My worst fear is that someone meets me and has like a bad interaction, or like
it's not what they wanted it to be.
It's not what they wanted, because I've been let down by people too, and it sucks. It sucks when you like really like someone, you're like, oh, I thought they'd be XYZ, whatever. But like, maybe I think I've like, maybe he's the same. Like, maybe he has anxiety. Like, I'll go out and having, if I hear people being like, if I can tell someone like wants a photo but won't say something, I get more anxious, and I almost just am like, fuck, like, what do I do? Because it's just such a weird dynamic. But like, I'm always happy to meet people, and I'm like, I always want people to come say hi. So like, maybe he like just feels the same way.
Yeah, he was great. He was incredible. But my goal was to get him on the podcast. So I think my expectations were,
you're like, I eat my car.
My expectations were not to just say hi and walk away.
Yeah,
it was to be so kind that he likes my presence so much that he wants to come to my house and talk to me for an hour.
I get that. I will say, I'm such a believer, whether people believe it or not, everything happens for a reason. So maybe now
he's seen some of your clips and he recognizes you from that, and now it'll feel more legit. And exactly. Now, like divine timing. It'll happen.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. I've been putting it out there for so long, and the people that I have gotten are people that I've manifested for so long.
Yes.
And it's just a timing thing.
It's a timing thing. And maybe that podcast wouldn't have been good and you would have been like, oh, I could have done better. And now next time you'll feel more prepared.
And when they have an album coming out, and even though they're going to sell 1 million records, they want to sell 1,000,003. He's yep. going to come on mm-hmm. and he's going to use me for promotion.
Yeah, or maybe there will be like an event and the wife will remember you guys and be like, oh yeah, you should invite these people, blah, 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 blah.
You're the taco guy. Yeah. Yes, please come back.
Big
come
Chill.
Back. Yes, Big Chill. Let's do it together.
Or have Big Chill reach out and be like, hey, I know you're a fan. Here's a gift card. And then they'll subconsciously remember. Or have Caitlyn DM the wife and be like, hey, like, you probably don't remember. We met forever ago. I remember you said you love Big Chill. Here's, like, some whatever.
Right. It'll happen.
It'll happen. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. How many energy drinks do you drink a day?
About one, which is really bad.
Are you trying to stop?
I'm just trying. So I also have Vyvanse, but I...
Oh, yeah.
I don't take them... Well, I do take them both the same day. I'm trying not to do that because it'll fuck up my sleep schedule.
What does Vyvanse do?
It's like Adderall. But it's like a slower release one for ADHD.
So it calms you down, suppresses.
It helps me. Yeah, it helps my brain. It helps my thoughts come out exactly how I intend for them to come out.
Do you ever forget a day and you're like, oh, that's why?
Yeah. So luckily that I just take maybe like once or twice a week. Like I don't take it every day. I could, but I don't. But I feel like my Celsius makes me feel similar to that. So I don't know. I need to not have it every day. I still love Celsius. I've been loving Accelerator lately too.
What is it?
Accelerator.
What's that?
It's like a similar energy drink.
That's Zane likes that one, right?
Mm-hmm. The guava one.
What are you guys doing for your podcast next?
The second episode.
Yeah. What's the routine now?
So we're recording Tuesdays are podcast days. So we do two episodes at Pretty Basic one Tuesday, and then the following week we'll do two episodes of Pretty X Unfiltered, and then so we'll bulk every week. But that way Tuesdays never expect to see me on a Tuesday.
And then is the content not going to cross over? So
I think what's interesting is like Pretty Basic is so much more girly, our feelings. Like there's still fun stories on there where the new pod feels so much more like friends, like a set, like a friend or new girl, or like it just feels a whole different dynamic. So I don't know. I don't think, like, I even was thinking for Coachella, for instance, I'm sure we'll recap it on both, but it'll just be different.
It'll be so different.
So different. So I think that's what I'm really excited about the new one is because also having four people, you don't have to do as much as far as the conversation just flows so easily, where when it's just Rem and I feel like a lot of the, I don't know, it's just so, it's so different. We are cry on Pretty Basic all the time. We're like, our feelings, blah, blah, blah. Your feelings are valid, girl. And then like, it's so different on Unfiltered.
Do you get nervous opening up yourself that much?
I feel like a lot of people have always assumed Rem and I are like super, super, super PG, which granted we were back in the day. I don't mind. Honestly, I feel like we're pretty open. I don't mind talking about certain things. I feel like sex, the only thing about my sex life that I love is that it's not online and like no one knows about it. Like that's one thing, like body count, like anything like that, even though it's not a big deal, I love that you can't Google it. I think it's truly the one thing about me you can't Google.
Because it's all new. It'll be all new.
Just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think that's why, like, for instance, that I'm like, I don't want to like just air that out because like to me, I'm like, oh, it's the one thing about me you can't Google and get an answer to. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. I love that.
Right. Did you guys structure the business any differently? Or is everything like 25% each way?
Oh, yeah. We just split it all four ways.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. We need to add up. It's because it costs a lot. Just everything in general costs a lot starting. So we need to add up who owes who what, because it's like, is it even or is it like, I don't know. We need to figure that out.
Did you end up saving a lot doing it yourself?
Oh my God, so much. We paid a lot of money for our Pretty Basic set and you don't even see a third of it. You've seen it. It's big. It's massive. But on camera, you don't see it really.
Was that how they designed it?
They designed it more like a talk show. But because we don't have cameras moving and stuff, you just see the angles. So
like behind you.
Yeah. And for a long time, it looked like we were just in a cubicle. When I'm like, wait, we have this really awesome set that we paid a lot of money for. And I think the guys felt the same way with some of their past sets. So we were like, you know what? We can do this ourselves. The things we did splurge on, which I would splurge again on, are the neon sign, because I can't do that shit. And then two, installing the lights to be from the ceiling saves so much space on the floor, and then it's so consistent. Like the light, we just turn the lights on, boom, they're on.
Did Heath do that?
No, he has a guy who did it.
Got it.
That was the, so that was a splurge. We were like, ooh.
Could these go on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Oh, and interesting.
It, just think of how much less cables and it's so worth it.
No, I want to do that. But again, once I move the
room. Yeah, move the room, do
every
that.
Every time I would think about doing it, I'm like, what if I hit a pipe because of you?
Well, I think that was such a fluke situation.
Are you sure? Because yes. I see clips on TikTok.
Oh my God. I mean, I've drilled into that wall so many times and it never happened. And this, we used the stud finder, so it was just such a, like, we don't know what happened. But yeah, I mean, I have a guy if you need him. He was expensive though, so I wonder.
To drill it into the ceiling?
Yeah, but they did all the cords. They did, like, it's very minimal. Next time you're over, you should see it because it honestly is, it's so nice.
Okay. Yeah. Do you ever notice when you're wearing a hat? Like, everything is just so shaded, okay, so it's, like, so like, nice.
Looking, yeah, yeah, I was like, oh, wait, let me look up.
The other day, Caitlin was saying how the lights are so bright that it hurts her eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it never hurts my eyes. I didn't realize.
You always have a hat. Oh, my God. When we do ads at the Pretty Basics, I've never pulled this card ever, but a few months ago, I'm like, hey, everyone, can I pull a diva card? And I never pull a diva card. I'm about to pull a diva card. When we are doing ads, or it's our lunch break, can we please turn these lights off? Because I get such a headache. And it sounds so weird to be like, okay, everyone, Alicia needs the lights off. But, like, I'm not kidding. Like, it just, like, oh, it does. It hurts your eyes.
It's so bright.
Uh-huh. So I'm like, if we're just doing ads, because our ads aren't on video. We just do the audio. I'm like, can we, like, figure out the lighting, turn them off, and then do my ads in silence.
Yeah.
Darkness.
Darkness. Go subscribe to Pretty X Unfiltered. It's going to be linked down below.
And Pretty Basic.
And Pretty Basic.
And thumbs up this video.
And thumbs up this video. And Alicia Marie. And Alicia Marie Vlogs. And do you have a fifth channel yet?
No.
Oh. Maybe coming soon.
Maybe.
All right. Lightweights. Out. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.